You are now in the chapel. The chapel features a fine rib vaulted ceiling like the kitchen below. Just inside the entrance on the right is the stoop which held holy water. To the right of the stained glass window is the piscina for emptying the chalice at the end of Mass services. And to the left, an ombre cupboard for storing the chalice, paten or plate, and candlesticks. The font was in front of the window. The main window in the chapel would have been of stained glass, possibly the other two windows too, to reflect the status of the lord of the castle. The stained glass would have been brought from Venice in Italy, as it was not available in this country in the 13th century. The current window was painted for us some years ago by the local youth club and depicts on the left Princess Nest and on the right Nicholas de Carew. The chapel would have been a very pleasant room with a big fireplace, the three large windows giving plenty of light. The walls would have been lime-mortared and brightly coloured using the same sort of colours you can see in the window. Next door are the priest's rooms. First is his working room, and it is here he would have taught the children of the castle family to read and write. The priest was not only a teacher, but also a doctor, as he was skilled in the art of using herbs as medicine. He was probably the most educated man in the castle, and his position meant that he was greatly valued, so his quarters were comfortable with a big fireplace. Through the doorway is his separate bedchamber, which leads into his garderobe or toilet. This room is quite big for a garderobe. The priest had different robes for the different times of the church year. Many of these were of fine linen or wool embroidered with gold thread and thus valuable. The word garderobe comes from the French garder, meaning to keep, and robe, a dress. The last thing the priest would have wanted was for moths to attack his robes and make holes. Apparently, moths do not like the smell of ammonia from the toilet any more than we do. This is why clothes were hung close to toilets, and the name garderobe came from that practice. The clothes, of course, would smell, but everybody in the castle stank. Garderobes were usually built into corners of the walls, and the waste would drop into a pit or run out into streams, which is why they drank ale, not water. Small boys were lowered down the garderobe shaft on the end of a rope with a bucket to clean the poo out, which was then used in the gardens. Urine or wee was saved and used for other purposes, in the dyeing of clothes, for instance, in tanning leather, as well as a treatment for head lice or nits.